You realize, of course, that we can never be friends.
Why not?
What I'm saying is, and this is not a come on in any way, shape, or form, is that men and women can't be friends because the sex part always gets in the way.
That's not true. I have a number of men friends and there is no sex involved.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
So, babe, can men and women be friends?
Yes.
So you don't want to fuck any of your female friends?
Why do we own that?
Tonight we just finished When Harry Met Sally, and Dave, why do we own this?
We own When Harry Met Sally because I bought it for you for Christmas, I think the first year that we were together.
I'm pretty sure it was our very first Christmas.
Because you said it was one of your favorite movies.
I guess.
And because it was in the $5 bin at Best Buy.
Right, Blu-ray. That's rare, too.
Blu-ray. And what I think is really interesting and telling is that we let it sit in its shrink wrap on the bottom shelf, alphabetized, of our DVD rack for 5 years.
Nope. It's been 12... 13, 14, 15. Oh, yeah. Sorry. My bad. 5 years. So it has survived.
Yeah, so...
5 years.
I know how long we've been together better than you do, which is funny.
Yep. However, I can tell you that it's therefore survived. Jerk. 5 years. A wedding. We got it in that apartment, so it survived one move, two move, three moves, that DVD. And it was never... Never opened. I'm pretty sure you bought it for me because I'm female. And I think that DVD is basically gifted by a man to a woman whenever said man wants to sleep with said woman. And I feel like that's the DVD that the girl is like, oh,
interesting.
He's such a sweetheart.
I mean, we were already dating, so that's an interesting
point. We were, but it's a very feminine... like, stereotypical chick flick, and I'm pretty sure every guy who's ever wanted to sleep with me has watched it with me.
I believe that. That I believe. Yeah. I also think that it's, like, it's... because it's Rob Reiner, and it's Billy Crystal, like, it's the type of chick flick that guys can get behind without having to feel like they're emasculated or that they're watching a piece of shit.
Yeah. Because there are some legitimately really funny parts. Like, Billy Crystal has some great improv lines in there.
Yeah. It's fine. I have interesting...
it's fine.
I have interesting memories of this movie. Connotation. What is it? Associations
there
with this movie. One is watching it with my ex-girlfriend. I think
she's
going to
be a
time.
Constant in this podcast.
Yeah, she's going to come up
she?
A lot. Yeah, yeah. It's essentially going to be therapy.
Cool.
So we watched it, and that's the only other time I think I remember watching it is with her. And I remember, like, thinking it was fine, but also, in that relationship, one of the serious, like, central problems of that relationship was her not accepting the fact that I had female friends. I've always had female friends. And, I mean, this movie was, like, it set off a conversation that lasted for about 3 hours about the degree to which... And she would, like, go through each of my female friends.
Oh, my God, no.
And be like, oh, so you want to sleep with her? And I'd be like, no. And then she'd be like, oh, so she wants to sleep with you.
No, that's
not how it
works.
She would, no matter how it went, it was kind of like, so don't see that person ever again, pretty much.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And then the other association I have with it is very strange, which is the Harry Connick Jr. soundtrack. Which was, like, a big CD for people to own in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my Aunt Kim, who was probably, like... I thought she was so much older, but she was probably, like, 24.
Jesus Christ, she was younger than us?
I think so.
Oh,
boy. I don't know. I'd have to ask my mom, I guess. But anyway, she had a house... Well, not even a house. She had an apartment on, like, the third floor of an old house in North Kingston. And she was babysitting me for the weekend so that my parents could go to, like, Cape Cod or something. And I just remember her, like, having, nothing for a kid that age to play with or have. And so, like, one of the things that she showed me was the Disney Treasure Island from, like, 1962.
Okay.
And then also she played for me the Harry Connick Jr. music from When Harry Met Sally.
At least she didn't show you When Harry Met Sally.
No, she showed me the kids movie. Although, like what a random kids movie for a person
to
own.
Why did she have that?
I don't know. Like, of all the Disney movies to own, it's not an animated film. It's the...
No, that is one Disney movie I've actually never seen.
Yeah, yeah. It's from a very specific time in Disney history where they were like, well, let's make live action. Yeah. So it was that and Swiss Family Robinson and... oh my God. Davy Crockett. Yeah, so that's like this. Yeah. That's a really random, like, 1991. Yeah. I'm probably 3 or 4 years old, and that's like an association I have is listening to Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah,
and watching Treasure
my
Island.
Association with this film is first guy I really dated, watched it on his couch together. The second guy I really dated, watched it on his couch together. Third guy I really dated, we watched it on his couch together. Then you bought it for me for Christmas.
You're calling me basic, is what you're saying.
I'm calling you super boring and basic. This first Christmas, we had no idea what to do for each other because we hadn't been together for that long,
right.
Even though we were already engaged.
So I bought you the pumpkin spice latte of DVDs.
You totally did. Yes.
What I think is really interesting.
But I like the film. I really do. I was laughing. I was having a good time.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I don't know. I'm
sad that Katz's Deli is closed now.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that true? Is that the one that closed?
Yeah, it's closing up.
Or is it the Carnegie Deli?
Carnegie Deli.
Carnegie Deli.
I apologize. I had the wrong Jewish deli.
What I think is interesting about the movie is that, like, we just watched a comedy show a couple weeks ago that a couple of our friends were in, and they did What If Annie Hall were written by someone who had never seen Annie
and
Hall.
And it was this film.
Was the premise.
And it was this film.
And it was, I remember the girl who was playing the Diane Keaton part was walking around, and she would just say things like, I'm wearing a hat. Look how quirky I am.
That's what.
And Meg Ryan wore like seven different hats in this movie. And I know that I'm sure that
literally,
was
literally, not figuratively.
Right. I'm sure that was a choice to like to throw back to Annie Hall or whatever. But I was watching it thinking like, boy, that's derivative. And then the other thing that like, I don't know, just bothered the hell out of me was like how big all the apartments were, and like,
oh my God, where did the fucking money come from?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the implication is that these people are like
fucking
like
loaded.
So wealthy, like really
absurdly
crazy
wealthy.
Absurdly wealthy.
You know what I didn't see in the whole film? Anybody who wasn't white.
No, that's the bad.
Even the extras.
No.
Everybody was white.
It gets worse. Mm-hmm. The stewardess on the airplane was a black woman.
Oh no, you're
the
right.
The
waitress
at the diner was a black woman.
No, you're
oh
right.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
It's a racist film, but there were a lot of Jews, which is how it got bankrupt.
Ton of Jews. So like, I don't know, like this
that's so uncomfortable, Dave.
Well, you know. It's the same year that Do the Right Thing came out. We're dealing with I guess like I don't know. You were talking about how we were watching the movie and he is in Washington Square Park, and he's thinking about the first time that they met each other or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he like breaks into a run, and you were like, oh, like I used to wish that someone would do that for me.
I always wanted somebody to run after me and be like, Cassie, I love you madly.
Right, which is that whole Graduate thing, like that Elaine, you know, thing from The Graduate. Like I get that, but I don't know. It just felt so false. Maybe it was Billy Crystal to me. Like,
yeah, well, Billy Crystal looks ridiculous running.
He looks ridiculous. Yes, absolutely. And he's like he's not believable as a romantic lead. He's believable in the moments where he's like, I'm trying to be nice line or whatever that line. Like, they were like, oh yeah, Billy Crystal's funny. But like,
I find Billy Crystal strangely attractive in this movie.
I just don't get it.
I think it's the comedy thing. I think it's the Jew background I have. But there's something with a sarcastic little asshole. Maybe it's because I married one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, burn. But no, like Meg Ryan is a fucking adorable in this movie. Except for the hair. But like, her performance really stands up over the course of of the last, I mean, it's almost 30 years old, this movie. Which is crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But then the other thing that I thought was really nice, that upon second viewing, people might not remember it, because I think people remember it for you know, women and men can't date,
the orgasm
can't be friends,
scene.
The orgasm scene, you know, I'll have what she's having, all that stuff. Like, but what they might not remember is the, like, harsh, stark truthisms of the Carrie Fisher, Bruno, whatever his name is.
R.I.P. Carrie Fisher. Can we just R.I.P. Carrie Fisher?
R.I.P. Carrie Fisher, absolutely.
Really sad.
And R.I.P. Bruno. He died.
And Bruno, he died at age 57. It was literally like, doctors were like, hey, by the way, you got leukemia. And like 2 months later, the poor schmuck died.
That's very sad.
Like, oh. Sorry, please continue.
No. What I was saying was that like, the two of them, they have that phone conversation right after Harry and Sally fucked, and they're like, oh god, I never want to be single. Promise me I'm never going to have to be single. Like, promise me I'll never have to go out there again.
Yeah.
That was the line. It's just like, yeah, that's the one.
I
that's
get that.
The big truth,
yeah,
from this,
yeah,
movie, more so than any of the other. Like, Nora Ephron, like, lays out all these, like, this is a truth. This is what men believe, and this is what women believe. And I'm like, I'm just glad I don't have to, like, go on Tinder. Like,
can we for a second do something fun? Can we imagine When Harry Met Sally with Tinder right now?
Oh, for real. But there was like
how many times did they come up in each other's Tinder profile?
Constantly.
Is that how it works?
Is that how it works?
I don't know how the Tinder works.
I think it's like geographically located.
Right. And then you like swipe left or right, like left if you want to fuck them, or
like,
right if you don't want anything to do with
exactly.
them. Exactly.
I think that's how it works. But I don't know if in New York, like, is it everybody in New York? Because like that must take hours.
No.
Well, no, literally
that's
just your neighborhood.
I'm pretty sure you can like narrow it down by like age and like type, or you know, I like this type of nose. I think nose should be a running theme in this podcast.
A lot of noses happening.
But I think you do that. But like every single person I've hung out with at work, because that's the only time I have friends, and they're on Tinder. It's like every minute of every day they're on Tinder, and it's always new people. So I feel like it might be the entire goddamn city.
That's crazy.
On the Tinder.
Oh my god.
The entire city's on the Tinder.
Ugh. If anyone is single and listening to this right now, I feel so bad for you.
Tinder sucks.
I mean, it must, you know, good for you, I guess. But I feel bad for you.
What if your phone dies? Like, what happens to you? You don't...
This movie, I have so many problems with this movie. I have so many problems with the script and with, like, just the binaries that she sets up with, like, God, I don't even know what I'm saying, but do you know what I mean? Like, the central question of can men and women be friends?
You know what I think answers that question, by the way? Regardless, we had co-ed wedding parties.
We did.
We each had 3 guys, 3 girls in the bridal party and the groom party. So,
mm-hmm.
Therefore, I think it can be stated that men and women can, in fact, be friends. Because, Dave, did you want to have sex with any of the 3 women in your groom party?
No.
No, 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 ask me.
Cassie, would you like to have sex with any of the men in your bridal party?
No.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, one's my brother, but the other two,
right,
you know.
Right, the
no.
other two.
No.
I just think, like,
so, like, come on, people.
It's not that it's, like, a bad movie or anything like that. It's just that it sets forward this, like, bedrock idea of our society that I don't feel like existed before this movie, that men and women
mm-hmm.
can't be friends thing. Not to mention the fact that it completely, does not talk about LGBT at all. Like,
No. Any minorities and any of the gays do not exist.
Right.
However, I think what I have taken away from this film is that I'm now going to do 2 things. One, I'm going to keep a Rolodex on me at all times of all of our friends and just whip it out when any of my single girlfriends are like, I need a boyfriend. And I'll be like, well, I got these gay men for you.
It replaces Facebook for
basically,
you.
Basically, yeah.
I'm moving back
to the
Rolodex.
The other thing I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to buy a really ridiculously poofy green dress and try to just bulldoze every dance party I've ever been to.
Oh, you're talking about the extras that we spotted.
Yeah, I mean, that was real bad.
Yeah, yeah. That's more of a you had to see it kind of a thing.
So the Rolodex. I'm thinking I'm going to bring the Rolodex back.
I also feel bad for Alice, her friend Alice.
Yeah, Alice, really. She was, like, married and had children, and they were like,
and they
yeah,
only,
she's sad.
Right,
like,
they
but,
only
but
ever
she
brought
has
her
what
up.
She wants.
They only ever brought her up to talk about how sad she was.
Even though,
it's like,
yeah.
She seems fine.
She seems perfectly happy. Some people, if they get to the children's age of their life, some people just don't have sex. That's just, that sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible. I don't know. It was enlightening. I'm glad we did a comedy. That's the first. Is that true? It's the first real comedy we did.
High School Musical is a comedy.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's a horror movie.
Oh.
But I'm glad we watched it.
Yeah. I'm glad it got to breathe out of the shrink wrap.
Yeah, it got to breathe. I'm glad it holds up for the most part. It holds up after 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, are we keeping it or are we getting rid of it?
Oh my god, this is like Love It or List It now on HGTV. Are you going to love it or are you going to list it?
Yes. I even had that guy's like almost Irish-Canadian accent going on. Are we going to keep it or are we going to get rid of it?
He's Irish?
No, but he's got a weird thing going on with his T's.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't watch HGTV. I'm outing myself here. Okay.
Okay. One. Two. Three.
Getting
Keep
rid
it.
Of it.
Oh.
Damn.
No, you know what?
No, it's, I...
You know, I can get rid of it. I feel like I'm holding on to it for no reason.
I just, like, in the pantheon of,
films we're gonna watch frequently, that is not one of them.
Yeah, like, we don't, that's not one that I need to... If,
Agreed.
If we're talking, like, we have, over on that wall, we have 230-something films.
236 films.
If I said, you know, comfortably, we should get rid of half...
That would be in the get rid of list.
It would be in the bottom half. Proven by the fact that we let it sit there for 5 years, shrink-wrapped, and didn't watch it.
I think I might have trouble getting rid of material possessions.
As a general rule?
As a general rule.
This project's going to be very hard for
it's
you.
It's going to be a very difficult project for me, considering it took me a long time to get rid of socks with holes in them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Okay, so let's count again. Ready? One, two, three. Get rid of
get
it!
Get rid of it.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, no, I can do that. That's okay. That's
I
okay.
I think that's the
because,
right move.
Because we're married, so you don't have to give me that movie to have sex with me.